Christian Lemoine, a Haitian American human rights activist and member of Global Sweatshop Coalition, says that the United States, under the cover of the humanitarian crisis, is reinforcing its control of Haiti, but not everyone is fooled. Anyone listening to CNN could have heard
an American doctor even say that she was almost ashamed of being an American because other countries were setting up emergency relief on the ground in Haiti and were not falling prey to this hysteria about there's going to be rioting and these people are dangerous and there's no such thing in Haiti. And the reason I say that is because what we're seeing is the manufacturing of consent for U.S. occupation, for tutelage of Haiti.
David Wilson was in Haiti when the earthquake struck. The U.S. media news coverage of Haiti, he says, promoted the idea that riots would break out, but from what he saw, the reality on the ground was just the opposite. The Haitian people faced the calamity with amazing courage and solidarity.
What most people were doing is they were trying to dig out right away. They were trying to take care of the wounded. There really were dead people lying all over the street, and the neighborhood people would cover them with sheets, cleaning up the debris. So everybody slept out in the street. And so people, after going through the first night that way, they built little barricades so the cars wouldn't run into them by accident. The most amazing thing that you saw was there were these young men just volunteering, using hand tools, and if they didn't have hand tools, their hands, to try to dig people out of the rubble.
The historical relationship between Haiti and the United States is complicated, says historian and anthropologist Benito Joseph. 500 Haitians who fought in the Battle of Savannah on the continental side would later form the officer class of the Haitian Revolution, and Western nations would never forgive Haiti, born of the first successful slave rebellion in the world, for spearheading the anti-slavery struggle in the Americas.
The relationship between the United States and Haiti after the independence of Haiti were tainted with racism. Because Haiti was isolated for most part in the 19th century, even after the revolution. The United States has helped Haitians to become independent. But if I remember well, it's under the regime of Lincoln that they acknowledge and recognize the state of Haiti as an independent state. Ask yourself, what would happen if Haiti was mainly a European nation?
Since the 1804 revolution, Haiti's rulers have come from the military, the mulatto merchant, and the plantation owner classes. Its economy has gone from colonial pillage to sweatshop assembly lines after President Aristide failed twice to organize against foreign neoliberal domination. Ray LaForest, a Haitian-American labor organizer, says that from decades of poverty and repression, the Haitian left needs to rebuild through labor unions.
The working class in Haiti is extremely weak. Organizing ultimately is not just to win the salaries of the working class people you're representing. This is their power. Organizing is just a beginning. That way you take over and all those wasted resources will be used for you. So you don't have to settle for crumbs. The next Haiti will be working in sweatshops. So this is a very difficult struggle. They will infiltrate you. They will spy on you. They will use money to create proto-organizations. But there's not a solution. And the left has to lead it.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.